Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord, podcast number 197 for March 18th, and I've been called out about Series 5. As a parting shot in the last episode of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, I mentioned that the message of Torchwood, Sarah Jane Adventures, and of course the first four series of Doctor Who was that it's the actions of everyday humans like you and me that make the difference in overcoming adversity. And listener Thomas, who caught me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, noticed that I didn't include Series 5 in that rundown. And he's right. I don't think that Series 5 places anywhere near the same level of emphasis on the agency and authority of the human companions, which is a bit of a shame, but it's also completely understandable and appropriate. Back in Series 1, we were being introduced to the Doctor through Rose Tyler's eyes, and in many respects, the series was about her journey. Over the next few years, we got to know a much less remote Doctor better, but still the relationships of the companion characters were front and center, and the world turned around each of them. Rose at Canary Wharf, Martha's year rallying the people against the Master, Donna Noble, the most important woman in the universe. Fast forward to Series 5, and I think we have an entirely different dynamic. The companions are less partners and more, well, traditional companions. Amy Pond saves the day sometimes, but mainly by understanding and relating her way through a crisis, as in The Beast Below and Victory of the Skittles, Daleks. Rory, too, has his role to play in protecting Amy and the Pandorica, but basically, both characters serve the Series 5 story by simply being mysteries for the Doctor to solve. Or in the end, saving him by simply remembering him. Remembering him, a brand new Doctor, an alien Doctor, played by an alien actor. An unpredictable character you can't take your eyes off of. Yeah, we had high-timey-wimey concepts with less soap opera, sure, but my point is that far more than in Series 1 through 4, the series revolves around the Doctor, and that means less time for meditations on human achievement. Now, I frankly love stories about ordinary people shaping destiny, but I understand why we didn't get that in Series 5, and may not in Series 6. A different story needed to be told. We needed to be excited about Matt Smith, and that meant showcasing the weirdness around him and within him. And lest you think I'm singling out Stephen Moffat for such choices, I think the 10th Doctor's solo role in the Series 4 specials also shoved ordinary heroes aside. Whether it's RTD burying one Time Lord, or Stephen Moffat giving birth to another, ew, sometimes you just can't let the title character share the lead. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for the 18th of March. Thanks for listening so much. Tune in a few days. We'll have a conversation about enchanted believers and a poor unlucky fellow named Ianto Jones. And hey, find me at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord or on the web at twominutetimelord.com.